The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Michigan State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, thank you. Good to be with you. Really proud of our football team for showing a lot of resilience in the game on Saturday to come from behind in the first half and then come out after halftime and come within 13-10 and then fall behind again by 10 and then come back and tie it up to go to overtime. So put ourselves in position to have an opportunity to do something here that hadn't happened in a long time, but we're not able to close it, but really excited about our kids' fight and toughness and the way they've handled this weekend. They have a tremendous challenge ahead of us to go to East Lansing to play a very good Michigan State football team, very well coached. So really looking forward to the challenge of getting our guys ready to go back on the road and play to play our best. Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Tom. I got a couple quick ones for you. With specialists, I think you've talked previously about coaching mindset. And with Griffin Oaks, how have you kind of gone about that? Is that start with you initiating some of the conditioning work he did during the offseason? Is it just a constant positive reinforcement? I mean, what have been some of the main points of emphasis with Griff?
Yeah, you know, he really struggled last year, and that was obvious. And so wanted to make some changes for him. And it started to me with his body. And we got him to where we wanted him to give him a target weight to get down to get him in great shape. I told him I wanted him to be in great physical condition to lose a certain amount of weight, get his body fat down to a certain point, and he's done that. And I think that was step number one. And then step number two was to really solidify the mechanics. You know, we had kind of had switched the holder at times throughout the previous year and just wanted some consistency there. And so we really worked hard with that between the snapper, the holder, and then obviously Griff, and to be able to get continuous reps. And then it was the third thing, as you mentioned, was about the mindset, you know, and to be able to flush negative things, to stay in the moment, to stay in the now, to be able to, you know, you have a bad kick, you miss one, then you come back and you don't beat yourself up. You know, I thought he kind of hung over almost for a whole year for a bowl game miss that he had before I even got here. And it kind of hung through the whole season last year. And so just talked about that and how that really negatively affected him, and he agreed. So, you know, it was a physical change, you know, some structural things that we did mechanically with our system of how we snap, hold, and kick, and then also the mind that you have to totally be battling all the time.
And one other for you, with Tony Fields shifting from free safety to Husky, what goes along with a little position change like that? I mean, what are some of the things he's had to do and prepare for at Husky that he maybe wasn't doing or maybe wasn't responsible for at safety?
Well, first of all, there's a lot more blitzing involved at that position that he's playing now, and then also just a lot more variance to the position. You know, the Huskies position is really a hybrid safety / linebacker, so he has to be able to have that skill set. So it was really a lot to put on him for sure, but I think, you know, he's a smart kid. He's a very savvy, moxie player, and he's not a high-rep guy, so it allowed him to pick it up pretty quickly and be effective. So been really, really encouraged by his success at that position, and we needed him to step up, and so he's been a true champion in the way he's approached that.
Cool. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Leo Haggerty in Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, what's been the hardest thing to change about the culture since you took over at Indiana?
Oh, I think that, you know, when you don't have a tradition of success where the guys have been able to live it out and experience it, the biggest challenge is it's not so much to get them to believe sometimes in the process. It's how do you continue to get them to believe when – you don't see immediate breakthrough, the word we've chosen to use, or immediate changes, and to create an expectation of success when you get put in tough situations, whether it's overtime or third downs late in the game or fourth downs late in the game. And so I think to changing a culture of expectation of winning, expectation of having success in situations is what's hard, you know. And I think that's where you, because you have to experience it, you know, you have to build it off the field, build it in practice situations, and then ultimately experience it on game day. And once that happens, it has a tendency to snowball in a positive direction. So that's what we're working towards.
Coach, you would think the Michigan State offense wants this to be an old-school physical Big Ten football game where it's won and lost in the trenches. Is your defense equipped for that kind of battle?
Well, you know, we kind of felt like that Michigan had that same approach, and that's kind of what we were expecting here as well. And so I believe that our guys understand that, and we were able to put ourselves in position to get to overtime against Michigan. And so I feel like that, yes, we have the guys. You know, I would say that for sure we don't have the depth that you maybe would like to have at certain positions for that. But I also feel like that we are able to make adjustments and fight and claw and scratch to be able to play that kind of game and have a success.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck at East Lansing.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.